Welcome back to phase two of the new attempt at podcast interactive experience, where I'm your host, Tanta Sheen, star of Necroface 1, 2, and 3.
And I'm the co-host, Mr. Shane, not Shane Hughes, but Shane Malone, yet again.
Star of Fersey, Shane Malone. What we're going to do now is we're going to watch the music video for Miley Cyrus' new song. It's called
We Can't Stop.
She has OCD, poor girl, she can't stop. Can't help her. And so if you could, while listening to this, if you could put the video for Miley Cyrus on and you just like listen to the audio, and with me and Shane can go through the video. Because we discovered me and Shane likes music videos, we watch a lot over the years. I think we watch hundreds to thousands maybe.
Oh, I can't get enough of music.
Shane just
give
like,
me some music, baby. Play some music.
You watch with the volume down though. So yeah, you might hear us pause and rewind in certain scenes or something. That's just a ghost, don't worry. We might hear us pause and rewind certain scenes, so just so we're watching this on YouTube because
if you want to watch on Vivo either.
Yeah.
But YouTube as well,
we're sponsored by YouTube, so we understand shit.
Yeah.
So we're just gonna press play on Miley Cyrus, We Can't Stop. We turn the volume down, obviously. I don't know if you saw the beginning of that video, Shane.
Oh yeah, well
right at the start, you can see Miley Cyrus is apparently with
Is she chopping off her
with a pair of giant safety scissors, like
Christ almighty.
What you give kids in school when they can't, like, you know, when they can't cook properly, like,
she wants to be careful with that, like,
yeah,
she can do damage to herself.
She might chop her leg off. Well, she appears to be cutting off her ankle bracelet, which is the only thing she gets arrested. Was she arrested for anything other than like crimes against music? But what was she arrested?
Stop. Let's see. Well, it has the caption "We can't stop."
Yeah,
and then she's cutting off something off.
It apparently Miley Cyrus cutting something off. We press play. We then cut to a shot of what appears to be a big red dildo just lying on the bed.
It's what it actually is. It's a small little stereo system from Beats by Dr. Dre.
Right, shaped like a dildo.
Yeah.
That's what the kids want these days. If Miley presses the
button
there.
Playing music.
And there she is with her gold teeth and her horrible hair. And her
big Miley Cyrus writing Mike Will made it.
I thought that was there's one with smoke coming out of her vagina. People don't have doors there and they're using there you go, and she's eating chewing gum and she's gyrating on the bed while that guy eats a money sandwich.
A money sandwich.
This is a makeup brand, so this is why she's using this, because all music videos have that.
And a chip skull
and like lots of random shots. We're just gonna pause here and talk, like, the concept of this video appears to be some sort of like really cool, like,
I think it's something to do with We Can't Stop Partying. It's she's partying in her own house, letting loose.
And there's all these cool hipster image, but it's all so fake and stupid. She's in the pool. She's like, all her friends are in the pool, like, just as you do. She's there with a drag queen spanking her ass.
What a cool shit. More chewing gum.
She loves her Wrigley's. She's just there gyrating on the bed, like, it's... Like, who does that? Who lies on their bed and just gyrates there like, yes.
Oh no, that's sick!
It's okay, Shane, it's not real.
Oh, pink blood! We just paused it there at 102. And the blood, just the pink blood just spouts.
There's
out.
Some giant teddy bears. So there's a random black dude and she apparently is on her knees in a bathtub there. There's some 80s. See, here's my problem with this whole video. It's all this trying to be like, oh, look, we're cool. So we're so like, yeah, put in random 80s stuff. And she's going to like, oh, yeah, shake on the bed. Oh, there's a black guy when she's on a treadmill. That's gangster. Oh, yeah, look at that. Yeah, it's like, what the fuck?
Shake that ass, Miley.
Shake that ass while you're on your, like, exercise bike. In the bathtub, like, on the bed. Like, it just, oh, there's some dogs. Oh, it's so cool.
Miley is cool.
Yeah, like
Billy Ray would approve this all the way.
Billy Ray's probably trying to write it.
What?
Yeah, come on. He's so into his daughter, like,
Jesus.
All these parties, they always look so fake in these videos because, like, it's never, you know, it's, like, who does this? Like, who what?
What the hell?
Down her crotch. And this guy fucking jumps around, like. And they're like,
and sucks his tongue.
Sucks his tongue.
You can, you'd only do that when you're drunk, really, guys.
Why? You suck your tongue when you're drunk?
Yeah. I'm doing it right now.
You're not drunk when you're sober. But like, I don't understand this. Like, this must be her trying to be sexy. I think she looks terrible. Like, she looks like the tattoos and the gold chains. She just looks like a real, like, I don't know, like,
She's getting really out there. She wants to get away from the kids scene go into more adult industry type thing.
The porn industry. Yeah, that's the adult industry she's trying to bring into. Yeah. But like, why not write mature songs and be sophisticated? That's a way of being adult.
Yeah.
Instead of this just childish nonsense, like, it's just like, what the fuck is this crap? And like, it's truly, to me, it's trying to be a lot like Lady Gaga's Just Dance video. I don't know if you remember that. But the Just Dance video was really kind of cool. It was really, it kind of did what this is trying to do.
And trying to be rough.
Like a cool hipster house party. But this looks like somebody just has watched the Just Dance video and like, random shit, there's a guy in the bed, that's fucking crazy.
It does actually, when you look at it, I never thought of it that way, but it definitely does take a Lady Gaga sort of.
Yeah, and like the poor girl, she just, you lie in the bed, you don't move around it. I don't, she has to wrap this concept that you have to like just lie in the bed. Well, that's the end of that.
That's
epic
the end
video
of the video, yeah.
Where gangster signs. We'll just we'll pod the podcast now just while we load up the next video. Yeah, so we just loaded up the video. The next video, it's Ace Hood featuring Rick Ross and Future. That's his name.
Future.
What happens when he gets old? he has to figure that one out. It's called Bugatti. I think it's a type of car. It's not a baguette, which is a much better song, if I'm correct. If you can go to YouTube and load up the video for Ace Hood Bugatti.
I don't blame him for liking a Bugatti. It's
a car, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's Bugatti. So we're going to press play here now. The opening of the video is Ace Hood. Ace Hood is a rapper. Probably won't be that famous over here, I don't think.
This is the first one I've heard.
He had a hit a couple of years ago, but he's not the best rapper. And Future is just one of those guys that just hangs around, like he's not very good, and he sings the hook. And I don't, the way he sings it, we might load up the sample now and maybe the second, but he sings it like Bugatti. Bugatti, yes, it's like really kind of like Bugatti, like it's like he's having an orgasm. Bugatti,
right?
He's very into his Bugatti, and Rick Ross, you know Rick Ross.
Yeah, I know, it's hard to miss him.
He's fucking big enough. He's a big lad. So we'll just press play. So it starts off with Ace Hood is in what I presume is his Bugatti. It's from We the Best, Brett Bramer there, and We the Best Music Group, Young Money,
YMCMB,
Cash, Young Money, Cash Money, Baby.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's in with that whole crew. Gil Green presents, thank God Gil Green's doing this. Ace Hood.
Is a car.
Now he's currently, we're just paused,
we're
there.
We're paused there at 18
seconds. So he appears to be three police officers with three guns. And they seem to be very aggressive. Like, he hasn't really done anything. He's just sitting in his car. And like, just
it's
all
a bit
like,
unfair.
Yeah, it's a bit unfair. Ace Hood, like,
maybe the cops are ready to actually just take the Bugatti off.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe just saw a black guy in a fancy car and just thought, look, he has to be a drug dealer. Get the guns
back
out.
Back on again, we're playing.
Okay, we're in black and white, so I'm presuming we're going to flash back now. And 24 hours earlier, just came up there. That's Ace Hood trying to act. Who the hell was that guy? So apparently Ace Hood's being hunted by a white guy with dreadlocks, which is never good. Always be wary of the guy. And then here we go. Like, here comes the brute shot.
Here comes. Oh.
At the 40-second mark, yeah. This is when the beat ticks in. All the guys are like,
Break it down!
Rick Ross, that's the most exercise he's done in a long time. Just putting his hands up in the air there. For those who don't know, on your left is...
I recognise the guy in the left.
That DJ Khali. He goes,
DJ Khali!
He's the guy that shouts all that stuff out.
Yeah.
Beside him is Rick Ross in the brown shoes. Beside him is Future. And the main guy is Hood. This is supposedly his song.
Yeah.
So
DJ Khali was not good enough to get his name mentioned in the...
Oh, he shouts over the fucking song as per usual, as he always does. So yeah, so Ace Hood's running from the guy who's the gangster. His Future is... doing some really bizarre dads, and so now it has time to rap. A minute ago he's running, now he's it's
cut
three
scenes
there.
It's gotten everywhere.
Yeah,
it really went everywhere there. For
he's hiding. Then it cuts to him rapping in a forest. Then he's rapping in the backyard. Where the fuck did he get time to do all this? He's being hunted. He changed his clothes and everything. It's like, fuck me, mate. Like, you're time to change your clothes. Like, oh, what type of run was that? Hang on. Come back there.
I think that's your type of run in there, John.
Yeah, I think that's like,
that's
on.
Your run.
On the 1 minute mark, we're going to look.
Here we go. Run, run! The,
oh, oh. I'm being hunted. Oh, fuck me, man. I'm making effort. Oh, that has a shotgun. And where the fuck is everybody else that he's walking around with a shotgun? Look, he's just hiding behind an ice cream
Jesus
truck.
Christ. There's I suppose it was 24. Maybe this is the reason why the cops are ready to get chased.
But why are you coming after him? He didn't do it. Go after him with a shotgun. Hood's on the run here. You know, like, oh, look at that for a shotgun. For him. If we cut to look, he's in the docks on a nice sunny day with like a fucking fur.
Big, yeah. Probably the hottest day of the year.
Yeah, staring at his big fur hoodie. Like, Jesus, look, get it together. There's a lad on a fucking quad bike. Why? We don't know.
Look at Jesus Christ!
He's on a quad bike with a shotgun behind him. What the fuck? And nobody's bothered.
That's
nobody's
dangerous.
That's
very
dangerous driving, yeah. Like, he could get hurt there. He's not wearing a helmet or anything. And the other lad had a shotgun. Oh, look at that, bro. So, wait a minute. Ace Hood's strategy is to run away and then stop.
Ace Hood is they're after him. He's not going to be a rapper for very much longer.
But, like, he ran away and then turned around and, like, just stood there when the guy finds the gun. Look at the face of him.
Yeah,
he's fucking going for it. And he's like, oh. Then he jumps. Why did he just do that in the first place? Why did he turn around for like 10 seconds? Like, just so you get a good shot. Now I'm going to jump. Okay, now he's in the war. It's just like Titanic.
Oh my god.
His dreads are gone. That's a shot in his bathtub, apparently.
There's DJ Khaled.
Couldn't afford a flamethrower, so just use his
Yeah, what's the idea with the lighter now?
I don't know. And there's his watch as well. God bless him. But, I mean, does he not know what a smoking ban? Like, that's not on there, Collie. Come on. Does LA not have a smoking ban?
Oh, God.
And, look, he just blew smoke. How fucking rude was that? He just blew the smoke right in his face.
They're trying to be cool, man.
But if I fucking was out and somebody fucking blew the smoke, if I was Rick Ross, I'd be fucking smacking that guy right now. What a dickhead. There's future.
He's driving his yacht.
Here comes some women now, randomly. There's someone, we assume that Future was just driving around on his boat and picked up Ace Hood. He was just on his boat, just sailing around. It's like, and Ace Hood's like, hey, I'm down here.
This is what we mean about nonsense.
I mean, nonsense. And they're just like, you know, yo, you're my homie, man. So yeah, thank God Future was driving around there. Now we're going into his rapping now. This is Bugatti.
There's the Bugatti. There's eventually he's coming to the video.
Fucking Ace Hood's deep shit there. Like, he's like, well, why is he walking around? Like, he's in the area where the guy's trying to shoot him. And he's call the police. Do something, mate. Get the fuck out of there. So he's on the boat rapping now, because that's cool.
They're on the boat. They're changing scenes fairly often there.
Yeah, it's very quick.
Goes from daytime to nighttime. Daytime, nighttime. Just goes back.
This is a very confusing video. I'm not really sure the story. But also, why did those guys just stop? Like, why are they not still coming after him?
Yeah, exactly.
Did they just stop? Like,
I'd say they're all dead. Those guys that were after him.
Who shot them?
I'm sure Future or Rick Ross or somebody got and saved Ace Hood from being nowhere in the hood anymore.
He's apparently now in a car dealership picking up a car and some sort of carriage. Oh, here we go.
Here's the party. Party's ready to start here now.
But like, why are they all just lined up?
She's trying to go down. This is where all the guys that were chasing Ace Hood. This is all their home. This is all Ace Hood's homeboys.
Like,
they're going to chase down the gang.
When have you ever gone to a party and people are just lying on one side, right? Like, you know, not talking to each other, not interacting, like, just like both lines when they cover it. There's a.
I thought it was Florida for a second.
There's some obligatory women.
Yes, love that.
So these are apparently the old gangsters playing cards, right?
Yeah.
And like, this is his, you know, girlfriend. Might be a polite way of saying it. They probably won't use that phrase. Yeah, they probably use that phrase. There's him playing that sky. There's some ads more for the drink, GT, because you can't make a music video without sponsorship.
Yeah,
business.
Well, except when MTV gets hold of the black.
Yeah, the black everything out. Rick Ross just jumping around there. So this is Ace Hood coming in and like taking out the old gangsters to show that he's, you know, like the new guy.
Yeah.
He's the new dog.
Oh god, Rick Ross, he is fucking fat.
But He just walks in and takes the money. Nobody does anything. And like,
look at this there, Rick. Look at him.
And I just, his girlfriend's polite way of saying it. It's just like, yeah, I'm going to go with you now. It's like, what the fuck? Just, yeah, you got the money now. I'm going to go with you. Yeah, I was like, that's cool. And just, they're holding hands now. Oh, how romantic.
Take the money and run.
So we're coming up to the end of this amazing video that made no sense whatsoever.
All these hip hop videos are all the same.
They're very similar.
Gangster.
And the people just staring at the camera, like,
yeah.
And me mugging, like, what is that about? Like,
I like that though.
Yeah. You're a big fan of that, like. But like, what? But oh, here we go. Here comes the police now.
Sound of the police. Woo woo woo.
So, but like, again, they're being very heavy-handed. They're like, he has that kind
where,
of one.
Like, how did the police come in? Oh, they took the money. They were trying to be gangster.
In this video, Hood is being chased by guys with guns, right? He just walked in there. He didn't threaten anybody. He didn't have a weapon.
Yeah.
Who called the police? And why are they so, like, four guns? And he gets arrested. And that's
he woke up in New Bengali.
And that's the end of the video. So the video ends with him being arrested.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
It's strange, isn't it?
Like, the video, you're supposed to be the man, right? You're supposed to be like, so the beginning of the video, he's running around like a pussy. Because the motherfuckers are coming after him, right? He then beats up an old guy, takes his money, and steals his girlfriend. And then at the end, he gets arrested. How the fuck does that make him look tough?
He's gangster.
He's fucking an idiot. He should fire the guy who made that video. That video made no sense. Okay, so we're going to now watch Katy Perry or Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
It's called
Roar. It must be your new video. It was only published there.
Yeah, we haven't seen this now. It's brand new. But it's called Roar Burning Baby Blue.
Don't know.
No clue whatsoever. So we're going to watch this.
This is our first time to watch this.
It's only 30 second clip.
Oh, right. Okay.
Okay, so we'll just let that. We'll see what we get for this 30 second clip. Oh, I forgot the lower. Okay, she has a lighter. It's dark. There she is.
This is just
a teaser, I think.
This will be only a teaser, exactly.
She's looking into the camera, and she's going to set herself on fire. Oh, she's burning her old image, and bollocks. It's some of this more Madonna shit about, like, I'm going to be new, I'm going to change my image. Oh, I fucking hate it already. I'm glad it's only 30 seconds. So.
August 12th, you have to wait till August 12th for it.
Yeah, call back for us. So here's Big Sean Fire. It's the next video. We'll just watch.
Okay.
Oh, here's Miley. Oh, fucking brave.
She's in this as well.
Jesus Christ. She's sucking her finger because, you know, oral sex. Because she's an adult now. She's dressed like a Power Ranger gone wrong. It's more of this Madonna fucking sexy shite. So 20 years ago, Madonna did it. Oh, there's a fan. I'm fucking worried now. Why is there a baby in this video? She forgot the rest of her jumper there. She must be freezing.
She's looking seductive though.
So it's not doing it. If you want to, you can. There's a rose.
I think she's going to propose to Big Sean.
We haven't seen Big Sean yet.
No.
I mean, it's
30-40 seconds into the video now.
Yeah, she's sitting on a block of a caramel chocolate bar. And she's apparently enjoying it. I don't think this is Big Sean. This must be Marley's new video.
No, can't be. It has to be Big Sean. Surely.
Surely. Unless he's changed a lot since we last saw him.
Yeah.
He's now morphed into Miley Cyrus.
1 minute in of a 2 minute 51 second video.
Yeah.
No sign of Big Sean.
I don't, yeah.
It's a bit worrying.
For Big Sean, it is. I think FIFA fucked up on this. They got it wrong.
I think so.
So it's Miley her ass to a rose. She's going to maybe stick the rose up her ass, hopefully. probably not the only thing she has up there recently. But did she sit there trying to go deep and like, oh, my heart's breaking.
It's going from scene to scene. Is that Big Sean?
Yeah, it's a picture of Big Sean and he's...
Right.
Or maybe he's coming in now 1 minute 30 into his own video.
How the video's
now,
gone.
Now she looks like a Doctor Who from the 70s. She's Muslim now, bless her. That'll go down well.
Big Sean must want to stay out of this video. He's probably singing away there, and
yeah,
we can't actually hear this music.
Well, we don't want the volume to corrupt the audio of us talking. So yeah, this is just nonsense. I'm just going to stop this because this is just now she's in the pram.
Pedophiles
refereeing right there. We're going to stop.
We're going to stop it. We have enough of that video.
We have enough of that. So we now have Will.i.am
and Justin Bieber. with that power.
Hashtag that power.
Hashtag that power.
The
another video that seemingly I know that I've seen before. I don't think
Johnny's I don't think
it.
No, I'm not a big fan of just people like you. There's still a man coming from the future in his car, apparently.
It's a kind of a strange video. Yeah. I've got that power. That's the way the song goes, right. Basically.
He's dressed like Amish person? I don't know. This is odd already. So wow, what the fuck is going on?
That's what I'm telling you about.
So
yeah, they're all dressed in like black men in black type. Right. Well, they are in black, and then Justin Bieber suddenly appears in a hologram. Sort
right, because he couldn't be bothered doing the proper video.
Yeah.
So they just bought him in his hologram.
As I'm talking, my hand movements are going like crazy here.
Like Triz, because he loves Justin Bieber. He dances just like him. And yeah, so. Yeah, but that's dangerous, putting a hologram
in the middle of the road.
Yeah, sure, that would distract people then. Also, the stop sign you can see in the background just has like three like symbols on it. You can see that stop sign in the background.
Yeah, I think that's in Chinese. I think it was in China or Japan.
And
a lot of Will.i.am's videos are, and even the Black Eyed Peas have done stuff over there.
So these are Will.i.am's friends. This is how they go shopping and stuff. Just walk down the street like, yeah, that's it. Yeah, let's go see a museum. Let's go see the temple over there.
That's where they do all the kung fu stuff.
Yeah, pedestrian crossing. If I was fucking waiting for those lads to cross the road, I would drive over them. Fucking taking the piss there. Like, I'm stopping there trying to get to where I'm going. They fucking... what the hell is that? But I give him credit. Like, he hasn't just done the typical, you know, rap thing. He's not full of women.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bit different here. Like, Geordi LaForge here from Star Trek Next Generation. But it's a bit different, and now we're down the street and
Bieber's in the background. Bieber's up on all
everywhere,
the screens.
Like a virus, and
so like a virus.
He's infected everywhere. Apparently, he's on. Why is he on every stream? We don't know. Here they are again. That's them earlier on. They're still only halfway there. That's great. They're taking fucking forever to cross that road, there, lads. Come on.
We're going all futuristic here.
Yeah, he's in the Matrix too now. And even Neo's going to walk in.
Bigger, stronger, better, faster.
Those amazing rappers in the background.
They're doing the robotic moves all the way through this video.
Yeah, he has the personality of a robot. Have you ever seen when they can't talk? Or
I suppose.
He's from space. There's some more signs that don't make any sense. I don't know where these people are driving, but is it the future?
They seem to end they're going to end up with just doing this is basically the whole video. To do their robotic moves
right
in different spots, and they end up with sort of like a jewel thing at the end, and it goes
right. It's supposed to be like a flash mob type thing.
Yeah, I suppose.
With nobody else around them.
Correct.
They're still crossing the fucking road. Still going. Come on.
With a big suitcase or something in there.
There's at least we have time for the future.
They're getting there. They're going to get to their destination.
They fucking want to hurry up. Like, I hope they're not in a hurry. Whatever the hell. Jesus Christ! He wants to drive the car, but let's stand outside of it. Like, he has to brass that concept either. He's
like, continue with robots. I don't know what this triangle is. Oh, there's Bieber again. He's appeared as a hologram.
But yeah, like, but why? Like, what does it serve? Oh no, the video paused.
No,
we'll never see the end of this shit.
We didn't pause it. It just paused itself.
Oh, technology.
Because of shit internet.
At least I had the internet, Mr. Hotel. There you go. Well, yeah, no, it's coming through there now. Yeah, so all the people you can make a hologram out of, why would you pick Justin Bieber?
Because he was actually part of the song.
Pretty shy, <shocked. laughs> They're now airplanes. I'm the little airplane. Whee!
There's one guy now. He decides to
one person
decide to have one extra going through the.
Yeah, because I bet everybody else that walked by tried to punch them because they're fucking being idiots. Like,
now here comes Bieber.
What the hell?
And then these guys come out of nowhere.
It's, are they going to fight?
They go head to head here as if they're going to do dance moves head to head, and then all of a sudden they suddenly. There's the jewel in the crown that they're aiming for, that they all want, and they suddenly join the powers and do their own dance moves together. And it's kind of a strange video, alright.
I guess like, you know, as William's not really doing any of the dancing, it's all the other guys.
Yeah,
because he's just
he's kind of lazy.
Yeah, I don't think he could do what they're doing. They're apparently like moving very slow motion style and all that kind of matrixy kind of stuff. But I don't even think this is the best of that type of stuff I've seen. Like, I think I've seen better like dance stuff like that on other shows.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He's now apparently shooting, and that's it.
That's it.
That is.
It's a strange one.
That is very fucking
weird.
It's
a strange one.
Okay, we'll just debate the next one. So yeah, we're now going to work.
We're going to go old style, old school here.
Say that shit.
Okay. Well, this one is old school and it's kind of freaky, scary shit. But it was good for the time of year that it was made. It's Shakespeare's Sister and Stay.
And this isn't on Fivo or any of that kind of stuff.
No.
I think it predates Fivo and everything.
So go to YouTube and just pick whatever comes up.
Stay.
It's Shakespeare's Sister and Stay music video, HD. Yeah. So we just play. It's 4 minutes long.
So we start on the moon, apparently.
Is this
Wow, look at the effects. They are some doctor.
I can't remember whether this video starts like that. I presume it does.
I presume they are some very bad effects. Well, there's some 70s shit.
There you go.
So it's a really bad verse.
Yeah, we're in a scene where this it's the love of she's in love with this man and the man is dying.
We don't know. They could be brothers and sisters.
There's all the hospital gear.
Right, that's supposed to be the future.
To keep him alive,
but it looks really old fashioned. They're apparently also on the moon. I don't know if you know this. You think they kind of look back? They're on the moon.
They're it must be one of these. Space. Oh,
and she's very gaudy looking.
Yeah.
Even before the other version of her comes in, like he's supposed to be a spaceman. We have shit tattoos in the future, thank God. It's like, well, did I get better tattoos? Did I get 3D tattoos or something?
Yeah. No,
oh, that's really fucking.
She's gonna bait him down a little bit in just to try and keep him nice and.
Yeah, that's really high end medicine there. Fucking nice.
It's very erotic there. Erotic stuff going on.
Jesus,
there.
I can see your sex life. That's erotic.
Shakespeare. How did she get the name of Shakespeare's sister? Is it something to do with William Shakespeare or something, or his sister maybe or something?
What the fuck was that? Yeah, I don't know. What do you think, Shay? I don't know. Let's ring her and ask her. You got a number?
Yeah.
She's probably fucking working in Tesco now. We probably have to find her pretty fucking happy. Like, she's very concerned about cleanliness of his hands.
Yeah.
Is he going to finger her? Is this part? This is leading to her. She's like,
oh my god, I thought she was going to.
I thought she was going to stick it up there. Finger me. Your hands are clean. Purry up. Now, this is for the song Breaks Down.
Yeah.
And this is the part where the evil girl starts singing.
And is going to try and take her man off of her there.
Yeah. We presume that she's dead of some kind. And
yeah.
She's coming to claim his soul. And she's kind of like... The song is basically, yeah, like, stay with me. And then this kind of dark side kind of comes in. And we know she's evil because she glitters. And she shows her crotch in her face like 2 times already. We'll probably get another one there in a second. She's apparently wearing a crown of thorns. Kind of glitter.
I can't wait to the moment where she walks down them stairs and freaks her out and everybody, oh, here it comes, she's walking down. This is the moment where the actual wife of the man gets panicky and hopes that he comes back alive pretty quickly. There is, yes, the shake moment is coming and the evil woman is getting closer. And closer. And the man
is awake. Oh, hey, it's getting right. That's right. That was more right.
Here's the battle. The battle is on for the man.
That wasn't much push. No, come on now, love.
Here we go.
She's
Pull! Pull!
Yeah, that's a bit more like, get in there. Like, they appear to be laughing. I don't know if you're watching. They appear to be just laughing. Like, there's no sense of like... Oh no, like,
he's mine! No, he's mine!
He don't seem to be taking this seriously at all, this poor lad. I feel sorry for him.
And she finally picks.
But why does he just say, look, let's just do a three-way, fuck it. Let's just get it on.
Yeah.
I don't think he picks her so much as she fucking grabs him. Like, I don't think he had much choice there. She kind of, he didn't really get much choice there. She's not letting go, like, she's
no way. She's like, my love, my darling.
I think he's trying to figure out why her hair is shorter than his. She's like, why is my hair longer than yours? She's like, fuck you guys,
yeah,
I'm out
fuck
here.
You.
Laters. And then we're back in space. And that's the end of that. Bizarro. That was bizarre.
That was one of my favourite songs at the time.
Now we're going to look at Britney Spears' Womanizer, Director's Cut.
Director's Cut.
The old guy. The old guy at the end of this one.
I still fancy Britney, by the way.
Yeah, even when she was bald, he was still, like, into her.
God. So, yeah. I want to be in her.
Wow, what the fuck was Britney's in a sauna completely nude?
Yeah, yeah.
This was like, what, a daytime music video? This is fucking a bit full on. But why would you lie like that in a sauna? Okay, now she's cooking the guy breakfast, presumably.
Yep, breakfast time. Here we go.
Here we go.
Okay. He's getting ready for work and a busy day. Egg.
Advertised for Nokia there. Go eat Nokia.
And cheese.
Oh, we're in the future now again, apparently. We're always in the future for music videos. But we still have water fountains. So Britney is now dressed as a secretary, right?
And she's trying to play on her boyfriend. Because I think she has an idea that the boyfriend is being a cheat.
Yeah, but he cannot figure out that's Britney.
Yeah, pretty much so.
The master disguise, Britney Spears, put on a black wig. And he's like, oh fuck, it's a whole different woman. And doing a full on choreographed dance routine. And now he's taking off his jacket. He's at work though.
He's at work.
But like, is he going to ride her?
I think Britney's trying to see what way he reacts. He's
but where's the boss? Like, who's that in the way of this stuff? Just sit down, mate. Do a bit of work. Yeah. Jesus,
I love to work.
That's
so
inappropriate. That's sexual harassment.
I want to work in a place like that.
That is ridiculous. That's she should be. Somebody should be fired about this. Then everybody just goes back to work.
Oh, she's gone. Oh yeah.
She's trying to seduce him with a very bad picture of her butt. Yeah, and then that's really dangerous. You go blind.
Oh my god. Going to photocopy his face.
That's a cameo. That's the guy from
Toxic.
Yeah, it's hilarious. We know our Britney videos.
Yeah.
So once again, the master disguise Britney Spears has now put on a red wig, and this is completely fooled a boyfriend who's like, who are you, mysterious woman?
You don't look like my girlfriend.
With a red wig.
With a red wig.
This is the second time today that apparently a random woman has done a full on choreographed dance routine to him. Is this just like a regular thing? It's like, I'm going to go to work and get a full-on choreographed dance routine.
My God. He even has fellas around him dancing.
But like, was the waiting staff, like, are they just the regular waiting staff? And then Britney walked in, they're all just like, oh my God, we're all professional dancers. And health and safety. We're trying to cook food here. She's fucking sitting her ass everywhere. Like, fuck me. What the fuck's going on here?
I'm sure plenty of people do that at 3 o'clock in the morning and it's on a Saturday night.
Not in the fucking kitchen, Shane. They're in a restaurant.
Well, one of the chippers, anything goes down.
And here comes the master disguise again. Britney Spears now wearing a hat. Yeah, her boyfriend.
She's a sore. My God. And watch this. She'll have a foot on it. Look at that.
That is ridiculous.
That is terrible.
That is very,
kids,
very terrible.
This is not the way you drive.
And it's implied that she performs some sort of sex act on him in the back of the car.
Yeah.
But he still has to figure it out. He's still,
but
like,
definitely I would do that.
Do him. Yeah, I know he would.
Do him.
So now this is the big shock reveal for him.
Big shock reveal.
Oh,
like,
all along it was you, Britney. Oh no! Oh, what? I can't believe it. Oh, but then all
you are a womanizer, man. Yeah. You are a womanizer.
But
how dare you?
Britney apparently has the ability to morph into three different women. I ticked him in the balls there. I think that's pretty
should long. A man not be stronger than a woman?
Britney's now super strong as well. She's now just thrown around the place.
She's not taking fucking notes.
Actually, still the sauna. We haven't understood the connection of the sauna to the rest of the video.
Yeah.
It's a bit... This is one that does not make sense, very frankly. It went like, Britney, you have to look sexy in the sauna, and then we're going to put you in rigs. Womanizer.
Womanizer. Womanizer.
Womanizer.
Womanizer. Womanizer. That's the end.
Wait, what would be your favourite Britney video?
Because
we know our Britney videos.
Seeing as we know our Britney videos.
So well.
Yeah, so well. Let's see. Oh, mind blank. Let's go through so many different music videos in Britney.
Which ones do you like jerk yourself off most at? He's really. I said that jokingly. He's like, oh no, I don't do that. No, what the fuck are you talking about? It's like, no, he's like, shit, actually, I have like a list.
I can't think of one that was actually good.
Okay, Baby One More Time was the first one, right?
Yeah.
Then there was the really stupid one where she's fucking at the beach.
Oh, that was brutal.
That was really fucking... If you can... I forget the name. If you can Google it, that was really...
I think... I was a big fan
sometimes,
of sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. Oh.
Sometimes I run. Oh, God.
That was fucking brutal. How was that? It got a bit better, actually, I thought.
It went to... Was it... Oh, Crazy. Crazy.
That was hot.
Was number three.
And with the guy from Entourage.
Guy from Entourage.
Before he was in Entourage.
And Melissa Joan Hart as well.
Yeah. She was Laurie Sabrina, the teenage witch. Yeah. You know, she was 30.
And then...
There was a ballad at the end, wasn't there? The last one was a ballad.
Oh, yeah. There was Lucky as well.
God. That was terrible.
Hell, God. That was terrible.
That was really pretty. Be ashamed of yourself.
Oh yes, I like the one the PVC where she wore the PVC.
Oops, I did it again.
Yes.
Oops, I did it again. Played with your heart.
That was the, as far as I remember, that was the first song of her second album.
I believe you're correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was Lucky, not the second song, not the second album.
Oh, I think you might be right.
Yeah. And then it went into.
I'm a slave for you.
Slave for you.
That was the first song from the third album.
Right, when she got mature and shit. Yeah. But there was the one about Stronger.
Yesterday.
I don't know which album. It kind of gets blurry now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It kind of just, they all kind of bleed together.
Yeah, the course, all her younger version where she was really innocent and that.
The version that Shane likes most.
Oh yeah.
Fucking perv.
Those are the memorable ones.
Those are the ones you love the most. Yeah. Then she ran the time she sang from the babies, didn't she?
Oh yeah.
When did she start going off the rails? Was it around the third album? She started getting like married for 24 hours and all that kind of shit.
It was. Let's see.
It's just like she got married for 24 hours.
Yeah, she sort of done a. I think she done a remix album at one stage.
Yeah,
well,
she did. She did. Yeah. Fucking A, she did.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking remix album.
Remix.
And but she met Kiff, Caleb Furlong, and she started having the kids, and then she had her problems.
And she went crazy.
She went fucking super crazy. But I think we're wrapping up there on the random music videos and stuff like that. So yeah. That's the end of that. It might be a recurring feature, we don't know. We'll see what the feedback is from the two people that listen to this podcast. And so it's a good night from me to Sashay.
And adios from me, guys.
Au revoir.
I'll chat you on Blah 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 podcast next time.
Yeah. Check us out on Facebook, Blah 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 Facebook page, and just check us out on Facebook, Shane Malone or John Sheen
or Shane Hughes. He'll be back from England.
Yeah, don't worry about Shane. He's all right. He's got like 1,000 friends on Facebook. He's all right. He's not sure. But also check out DTA Short Irish Film on YouTube.
Oh, love it, love it,
love it, love it,
loving it.